What's up?
Kickoff, obviously kickoff returns are down because of the changes in touchbacks and all that, but punt returns are down as well. What do you attribute that? Is that just better punting, better placement punting?
Yeah, that was news to me. I'm not sure about that. I can't tell you that. I don't know. We haven't really done a study on that. I know we had quite a few of them last week. I think they punted 7 times. So,
the returns are down.
Yeah, well, that sometimes that's because of the fact that, you know, if an offense punts from the 50, everybody gets all juiced up and everything. Well, you're not going to get a return from there. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times it's where the punt occurs from, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You kind of gave me that weird look, dude. I was just checking, you know?
Patriots have had some issue with turnovers on special teams. Do you try to play into that, maybe force them to take a ball out on kickoffs? Obviously, kickoff just goes in, so they control it. But you try to play off that, maybe put your guys in position to make plays?
Yeah, they've had some ball security issues. But, you know, I mean, and knowing Coach Belichick and the way he emphasizes the kicking game, he'll probably have it all squared away for us, I would imagine. They've done a great job there over the years. He's one of the ones that has definitely not subscribed to the just let's hit it out of the end zone deal either. They're making you return balls, and they're actually helping their team from a field position standpoint. They're excellent in kickoff coverage. It's probably their best team, in my opinion. So we got our work cut out for these guys against us. Joe Judge is the special teams coordinator there, and, everyone's talking about the fumble that Cyrus Jones had the other night, but, you know, he was – highly, highly ranked coming out as a returner, and he's got some serious moves when he gets the ball in his hand. So it's going to be a hell of a challenge for us.
Khalif said yesterday that one of the things he's working on is decision making in terms of when to make his cut, those sorts of things. What have you seen out of him in these last two games? What do you want him to work on?
Yeah, I think we've had three returns over the over 20 yards, which we didn't have before. So, you know, we ended up getting a ball, two balls over the 50 and a ball at the plus 25 going in. So, you know, that's what we're looking for, short fields. The decision making is really the inside of 20 balls. He caught one last week that I'd like to have back. You know, you catch it on a 6-yard line, that's giving them a chance to get the ball at the 6. Make those guys make a play. You know, there's not much difference between the 1 and the 6, in my opinion. So, you know, that's what he's talking about. Plus, he's also talking about, he's trying to see things at full speed because he hasn't had a lot of reps yet, you know. So he's trying to take every rep in practice, at full speed. I think that's part of the reason that he's talking about that too.
Where is your cutoff for letting it go? What yard line?
What do you mean?
Like you said,
it's different. Yeah, but there's certain times in the game where you probably want to catch it on the 9 or whatever it is, you know. So again, that's just a game situation that's going to change throughout. You know, I mean, let's say they're punting from the 20, the minus 20, and the guy hits one all the way back and it goes to the 1-yard line. Hell, I hope he takes that out. You know what I'm saying? So there's different times in the game where it's gonna come up.
With the fake to Cody, is that your call or is that something that Riley did on the fly?
That was Coach Kubiak's call. It was the greatest call ever, I would say, by Coach Kubiak.
When did you know Riley could throw?
We did our homework on him coming out. He's definitely a guy that had some fakes in college, not only with throwing the ball, but with running the ball. So that's something that we looked at coming out. But it helped us the other day. I wish it could have helped us a little bit more, to be honest with you. I wish we could have broke a tackle and scored on that play. That would have maybe made the difference. So keep working on it and go from there.
Is that something you see in the week leading up or something that you
Yeah, we're going to throw it every time. We're going to throw. we're not even going to think about it. We're just going to throw it every time. So
when you run a play like that, is it more about the formation that you're seeing, or is it more about, hey, we need a spark, or is it more of a perfect storm where they all come together? So
there's a lot of those. Just like, you know, they asked me about the punt, there's about 20 different things. That's why these guys are making the big bucks, man. I mean, there's a lot of things that come up in a game that, whether it's the look, whether it's you need a play, all those type of things come into the situation. So, we just have to see how the game goes from there.
When they had a guy, McClellan, who, you know, very athletic, and he did the leaper play like Justin did last week, when a team shows that it can do that, does that kind of add to your task this week, facing an athletic guy like that?
Yeah, we've been playing that for quite a while now, that leaper. You know, we're trying to play it, I should say, because it's a tough play, you know, obviously. They identified Baltimore as a team that they thought they could get over top of them, and they did, because, you know, a lot of times guys don't think they can go through a team, which that's why you go over the top. So Shea, it's good to see. He's playing other special teams too. He didn't do that in Chicago. He was the number one pick, and we didn't play him on teams as much probably we should have, I guess. He did a nice job the other night.
Did you see his athleticism?
Oh, yeah, you saw his athleticism, but I think there's a difference between what he's getting paid now and what he's getting paid in Chicago at that time, so maybe there's a little difference there.
With Fossil in L.A., that's three special teams coordinators that have been interim coaches this year.
But I was a trendsetter, dude.
You were the first.
Just kidding, man.
No, but seriously, no, it's like there's a trend that's started.
You know the bad thing about it, though, is it's all Thursday night, so everybody gets a short week. That's a bad deal, man. That's a bad deal. You know, I got a lot of respect for John. I've known him for a long time, obviously, through his dad, but he's one of the great young special teams coordinators in the league. And, you know, I hope that it helps the younger guys out. I hope some of the guys start to get chances to be head coaches in the league. I think if you really look at it, what Coach Harbaugh has done in Baltimore, you know, hopefully more people start to follow that and at least give those guys a chance, in my opinion.
Do you feel like in the course of your career you've seen special teams coordinators, you know, kind of get more juice, more respect, more credibility around the league?
I don't know that that's the case. I mean, you know, there's still kind of an old adage that really the only time you worry about the kicking game is on Sunday. That's a lot of people around the league and a lot of people, a lot of head coaches, unfortunately. But, you know, I hope it brings a little bit more prestige to it because, you know, you're dealing with the entire team and there's some really good coaches in our phase of it. And hopefully they get a chance to be head coaches.
Do you see the punt block team then take a little bit off? Do they have to be more cautious, or does that not really play into the
point? You know, you'd have to ask them. I don't know. You know, you're going to have to ask how they're going to play it. You know, we got to see what they do formationally, see what they do a lot of things. So we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. I know they'll be prepared for it. He's prepared for everything. If you look at his career, Coach Belichick's career, one of the things that he does that's outstanding, in my opinion, is he can win in all three phases. It's not, you know, you look at Tom Brady, everyone says, oh, he's the greatest quarterback ever. Well, yeah, he is the greatest quarterback ever. But guess what? They won the other night because they blocked a field goal, and that didn't come from the quarterback. And he does it all the time. So huge amount of respect for him and, you know, studied him a long time, and he does a great job.
How do you keep your guys on guard for the fakes?
We gotta have a sense of urgency every time we go out. We gotta recognize formations. We gotta recognize certain looks. You know, all those things. That's what we're doing during the week. We're not sitting in there doing much else other than studying the other team.
On that last punt, the Titans kind of seemed like a tough decision with bouncing it on your sidelines outside, closing into the 10. What do you teach the returner to do?
Yeah, I think I tried to address that earlier, but I'll address it again. Those situations are going to come up in the game, and they're going to be different at different times. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, yeah, we might catch the ball on the 7, okay? But sometimes we might not catch the ball right there too. So, you know, if that ball goes in the end zone, you know, it's a different outlook right there. You'd obviously have the ball at the 20, which would have been what we wanted. But they made a good play on him. You got to give them credit right there.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it.